T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We did promise the audience that at 3:12, Tiki Barber would reveal what he found out about Jet free agent signee John Simpson, mm-hmm. who the Jets signed to a contract a couple of days ago at the beginning of free agency to a two-year, $18 million deal, the guard of the Baltimore Ravens. And what I said was, look, most of us have not watched John Simpson.
Right.
We may not even know the name John Simpson. All we know is that he's not Lakin Tomlinson, and that excites us. But is this guy any good? You have watched the tape, correct?
Watched a lot of tape, did some evals. Here's a good thing. He didn't give up a lot of sacks last year.
Okay.
Only 2 sacks given up.
All right.
But that has to be taken in context. Why? Because his quarterback was Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
He's a guard for the Baltimore Ravens, and Lamar doesn't take a ton of sacks, at least not internally. His sacks come from the edge or when he's scrambling trying to extend the play. So he didn't give up sacks off the snap, right? Get beat immediately, D-tackle or whatever is in Aaron Rodgers' face. In this case, would be Aaron Rodgers' face. So he doesn't give up a ton of sacks. With that being said, he's in the lower third of ratings via PFF.
Right.
And when you watch him on tape, he's got good feet, but sometimes he gets off balance.
Yeah.
And so I think he'll be a very good run blocker, which is important given the Breece Hall situation.
But,
and I think he'll be protected in pass block situations. So I think it's a good signing.
Oh,
he didn't get huge money. Everybody thought that he was going to make $12 to $15 million a year because that's what the top tackle or top guards were making this year. It's actually cheap relative to the top guards. He's only making $9 million a year. So it's a good signing. He's just above average player.
A little bit above average. Okay, that's fine. That's an NFL player. They also acquired Morgan Moses earlier today. And the only reason you don't need to do a deep dive on Morgan Moses, who they got from the Ravens, is that I watched him in 2021. He was actually a Jet for a year. And what I remember about him is that I liked him.
Right.
And that I was actually sort of annoyed when they let him go as a free agent. So the Jets right now, real quick before we get back to your calls, have Morgan Moses as their right tackle. Elijah Vera Tucker probably as their right guard.
Correct.
Joe Tippmann at center.
Correct.
John Simpson at left guard. And some kid in college as their left tackle. Because the odds are they are drafting with their first round pick their left tackle.
Currently listed it is Carter Warren, who was a 4th round draft pick a year ago.
I know. Just saying. Now the problem is whoever you draft could be Evan Neal. Whoever you draft could be Andrew Thomas. But even in Andrew Thomas's case, it took a year.
And by the way, it's a left tackle, so it's an important draft pick.
That's right.
They should take a left tackle.
Now, could they sign David Bakhtiari? They can, and I'm okay with that.
But I think that would be a depth
I agree. Sign. You have to treat him like a depth piece because he's never healthy.
What about Tyron Smith?
I don't think they're going to. I mean, Tyron Smith is the best available left tackle. I don't think they're going to. I think that they have
always... The question is, what's the money? Like, what... And would it be worth it?
Well, and also, can he stay healthy?
Right. Would it be? That's what I mean. Would it be worth it if you pay him big money?
You know what I would do?
And he's not healthy. Like you, it kills you.
By the way, I would sign Tyron Smith because what I would do is I would also draft a left tackle because I never have enough linemen.
Yeah.
And I also don't know if that kid I draft, if it's going to take him a year or two to develop. Andrew Thomas is the best example of this. Giant fans, you do remember that in year one, Andrew Thomas was very average.
Yeah.
There was bust talk of him.
No doubt.
As unfair as that may be. And I think it's unfair to talk about a bust as a rookie, like, on anybody. You got to give a guy a little bit of time.
Right. It's a different game, different speed, different physicality.
And look what he became.
Right. It's an all pro.
No doubt. So that's the state of the Jet offensive line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.